Good morning, and welcome once again to our weekly Sunrise Project call. I am always so grateful and honored to have all of you here with us this morning. It is a safe space for compassion and love and our mutual desire to heal ourselves and our families. And I'm really happy to see all of you here today. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's so important. I am so delighted to welcome this morning our special guest, Tracy Barry McGee, who is the founder of the Sister Keeper Empowerment Center, which is her 501c3, and the I Define Me movement, which was established over 20 years ago in 2002, with presence locally, nationally, and globally. She was an empowerista for girls and women. She is a social emotional learning expert, entrepreneur, licensed therapist, author, mentor, and international motivational speaker, as well as the producer, host, and creator of a wellness talk show called Own Your Now. We're going to hear a lot more about that in a few minutes. She is a St. Louis, Missouri native, a graduate of the University of Missouri, and she travels the country speaking about mental health awareness, restorative justice for girls of color, relational aggression, social emotional learning, self-awareness, body image, anti-bullying, literacy, and the value of mentoring wellness circles, and how to make a difference in your community. She is an NAACP Community Hero, 46th Image Award winner. She has received numerous accolades for her contribution to mental wellness and is a member of the American Counseling Association, the Alliance of Black Mental Health Professionals, a PBS 9 network partner, and a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, the St. Louis Metropolitan Alumni Chapter. She also serves as a nonviolence ambassador for the King Center. And I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Tracy a few weeks ago at our Sunrise Sisters retreat. And it was a pure joy on every level. And thank you for being here. I'm so happy to have you here to talk with us about owning your now and what that really means and how we can all start to own our now today, this morning. So welcome. Happy to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. That introduction, we got to cut that short.
You know, it's hard hearing people read about you, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
But it's
And you know, but
beautiful, and it's you're worthy of hearing all the amazing things that you're doing. But it's hard
hey,
listening.
I
I
work for
understand.
it. I work
Yeah.
for it. I think oftentimes we think stuff happens overnight, and it took a long time. But thank you for allowing
Absolutely.
me to be on this platform. This is my second time in a different capacity, and
Yes.
I love all the women here. This is like my precursor to church, but it is church. I love that we as women can come together. So Kelly, you just bring us
Yes.
all joy. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for being here. And I do want to just double click on that because you so graciously hosted our Sisters Unfiltered about a month ago. We have a monthly call on the third Wednesday of each month. And Tracy stepped in beautifully for Dr. Vicki Johnson
So she is
two Wednesdays
direct.
ago. And I just want to say thank you for that too. You are such a pleasure and a delight and a breath of fresh air. And a safe space for us. So thank you for doing that
Thank you.
as well and being here today. So I want to start with asking, what is owning your now? What does owning your now really mean?
Well, you know, own your now. It started. It actually a while back, I wrote a book called Own Your Now. And because I'm a therapist, in my private practice, I only see women and girls. And the thing about Own Your Now is I had wrote a book about women's issues and things, because when you are a therapist, you hear a lot, and you know, confidentiality is everything. But I am a poet as well, and I needed to get that out, and I needed women to see that we all grow through things. So I wrote a book that's called Own Your Now. It's like a cup of therapy, and it allows us to really sit in the moment and understand the value of taking time to heal. And that was something that I had to do in the midst of the pandemic. For many of you that may not know, I lost both of my parents during the pandemic. And it, the thing about it is, it was an eye opener. My parents are like 15 years older than me, okay? And I mean, I'm just 25, right?
That's so, that's
But
tragic.
no, actually, just being in my 50s, realizing that life is too short, you can be here today and gone today. It allowed me to really sit with, there are times when I opened up my mom's journals and she said if she was to write a book, it would be called On My Own. And so I realized that in me and my daughters reading her journals, there were so many times that she felt alone, even though she had a tribe of women. But it also allowed me to see that there are often times that my mom was existing and not really living. And so I made a vow that I needed to live. And so, yeah, I have the private practice and the nonprofit and all these different things that I do, but was I truly living? And I said, no, I'm going to own my now. So I stopped practicing and I started traveling more and speaking more because I was doing all of that anyway. And I needed to just be very intentional about my yes. And so own it
Pause before
now.
you keep going. I want to just pause on their story about your mom and reading her journals and how I imagine that would have been really emotional and touching and special all at the same time. And then getting to know her in a different way. Had you seen her just existing prior to reading her journals?
So there are often times that my mom was a faith walker. She was the one that sits on the hill at the park and looks into the water. And we would just take a flight, no, a train, a bus. And one time we did take a flight. We made it back from a trip. She was one of those people that she just did whatever she wanted to do, but with limited resources. But we didn't, I didn't know that. I was the only child. And me and my sister have the same dad, my sisters. And so we both lost our father. And my sister, that many of you may know, Stacy, lost her mom before I did. And so the grief piece, it just shifts things for us. But let me tell you something, reading her journals with my daughters, it, and my friend, it just shifted everything. She left it to my daughters intentionally. It was a wake-up call because I mean, I have a box of my journals. Everybody in my office, we all know the value of writing, right? But being true to your soul, my mama was raw. She was very intentional about the real work, And so I wanted to
The real
start off with
work.
a poem that I wrote in my book On Your Now because I think it'll set the stage for us,
Yes,
Kelly.
please.
Because when I stopped practicing, one of the things me and my mom would do is sit and drink coffee. And my mom would drink her coffee with cream and all kind of stuff, and we would have conversations. And I drink my coffee black, no sugar, no cream, because my mom told me I couldn't drink coffee till I was grown. And when I got grown, I was like, when I turned 21, it wasn't about the tequila and the wine. It is today, but it was about drinking my coffee black, no sugar, no cream, because I was grown. But this piece is called Sipping, and you can close your eyes. Everybody, if you want to, but it's called sipping. Sipping life slowly, I refill my cup, staring out of the window of possibilities, wondering where it will lead me. The room is warm and inviting, yet sometimes I feel cold, nothing to hold me but me. And I begin to sip. Disconnected from madness, I am confused, left unwanted, needing some me time, some therapy for my soul, loving the taste of it. I can't stop and I begin to feel good. So I sip. Exhaling, I breathe slowly, realizing I am free to be true to me, accepting my identity, loving me unselfishly, taking yet another sip, and my heart is jolted by the heat. My mind processes life. I'm spinning. I pull over the covers and hell, I cannot get out of bed, but I try. And I say to self, self, life has its ups and downs. The light is near, the valley is low, but can only be so deep. And I begin to cry, I begin to climb and I realize that I'm slipping out of this suicidal oppression. I wrap my security blanket around my soul. Windows open, and I can hear the birds singing my favorite song. And my testimony is there is hope because I am doing this thing called living. Sipping, suddenly, I feel surroundings, and I am no longer alone. Lonely but without song. The music plays a new tune, so I embrace the beat and I continue to sip, no longer looking at the cup half empty. Yes, I made it through another day. And yes, I'm gonna make it. I smile. Yes, I will make it through another day. Life never tasted so sweet. It's
That's
those things that you need to do.
beautiful.
You
It's
just need to fill your cup
beautiful.
up. Yeah, thank
Did
you.
you write that in honor of your mom?
You know, I did. This book was on your now, was
Yes,
written
please hold
way
it up so we can see it.
on your now.
Beautiful.
Hope y'all can see that. On your now,
Yes.
I define me. It was written before my mom even passed away. She has a copy. I wrote the affirmation book after my mom passed, that filling up your cup with affirmations.
Yes.
But I didn't realize when I wrote the book On Your Now that my mom, until I read her journals after she passed, had wrote a book saying, I mean, wrote has said if she had written a book, it would be called On My Own.
On my own, which is so
You
wild.
know,
It's not
but
wild, it's so
yeah.
divine, right?
But own, so divine. That's it. Own your now. Own and now is the same word. And for those of you that love meditation, it's a mindfulness moment of let's just, this all we got is now. We got a
Oh,
whole lot that happened yesterday, last year, many, many years ago, the trauma that was there. But now, this moment is all we have.
that's right.
All we
I
got.
love that. Own your now and share a couple of ways to actually do that because so many of us get trapped sometimes at looking at the past, what has been. What was been, all the past hurts and pains and traumas and challenges. How do you take that leap to really say, okay, I'm putting that in the past and I'm going to really stand in the present? How can people do that?
Well, you know, I think that collectively there are periods in our life, like the pandemic, where we all just were in a box, right? And life stopped. And for many of us, if you know your trauma response is the fight, flight, or freeze,
That's right.
we all had to freeze. We were just stuck. And that's why it feels like, oh my God, was it 5 years ago? Because we're still stuck.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think it's important to love yourself unconditionally. You know, your middle name is Joy. You have a whole company called Joy, but there's something about understanding where the joy comes from, who the joy comes from, and who we allow to bring us joy, but knowing that it's an inner work thing. And so for me, the Own Your Now piece is unpacking the trauma that you've experienced, whether you sit with yourself, whether it's meditation. For me, I get up every morning very, very early. I go to sleep pretty late. I mean, pretty early as well. And I don't, the phone isn't the first thing I pick up. I need to sit with myself, breathe in, thank God for everything that He has offered me in a sound mind, and then meditate on what it is that I need to do. I can take a shower in the dark because I know my body parts. You know, but I also know the value of journaling and sitting with those things in the past I cannot control, like Hakuna Matata for real. But, and I've dealt with my share of trauma, but we have dealt with
I love
relationship grief. We've dealt with job transitions. We're dealing with those things now. Our kids transitioning, where we feel like they're not the same people. This is not the same man. This is not the same job. I'm not the same person that I was 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I can't hold people accountable to that. But who can I hold accountable? Just like the ocean that you look out of your window to see today, you can't control it. So all I can control is me. So I have to figure out what toolbox works for me. Now, what I do may not work for everybody else, but that's how I own my now. And I affirm myself every day. Affirmations fill me up. During the pandemic, that's how the talk show got started. I literally went on social media and started asking everybody, what's in your cup? Because my cup is empty and I'm a therapist. But if my cup is empty and I'm a therapist, everybody else's cup was empty. And everybody's like, I need you. And I was like, no,
I
I
have
need
to work
me.
on me.
Yes, girl. Yes, yes.
And being a therapist, so many people I know that, and there's so few, of you incredible Black women who are therapists, I've heard how hard it is to take other people's, pain and suffering. You need the therapist yourself, often. Is that true? Is that
It's
right?
true. It is right. It is right. You need a therapist and you also need mentors. This is why we have life coaches. I see a couple of coaches on now. For me, I had to write things out. I knew that I was in the right field. My daughter's a therapist as well, and it's just so interesting, but I knew I was in the right field, and I always wanted to work with women and girls. My mom had a village of women. Women weren't messy, or I didn't grow up around messy women. Okay, so I never been jealous of another woman. Women was my safe space. It always has been. But it was, I knew I was in the right field because when I would write my notes, I could leave it there. Now, in the beginning, there were times I would come home and I'm dealing with girls and women, and my daughters would say, "Can I go to a birthday party or something?" I'm like, "No," because of experiences that I've heard about. But I learned to leave it in that space and write about those things. And through poetry, I was able to let it out. That's why On Your Now was about a collection of women that I would write about it so we all could find our Nia, if that makes sense. Because that's purpose work. It really is.
And how, so to that point of own your now and shifting, because you were a therapist and you decided no longer to practice, I believe. Is that correct? And
That's
so
it.
that was, how did you make that decision and really decide to have this faith walk, it sounds like, with your purpose, which is this whole own your now movement that you're creating or have created?
I journal, and when you journal, God talks to you. God talks to us in a variety of different ways. It may be through your art or whatever it is, whatever modality that you choose. So I had a list of things from the very beginning that God's promises, and you often wonder, well, when is it my time? And so I guess that was just it was timing. I am a crier. I could cry on a commercial if it's a good one,
Me
okay?
too, me
And
too.
I'm just like, ah, but I couldn't. Kelly, I didn't choose to. I couldn't practice. My cup was empty. And so I said, God, what's next? I've always said that, one of my favorite quotes that I feel like I heard God say to me was, "When I tell you to walk, run like the wind, for you're guaranteed to fly." And I've always been a faith walker. And so it was time for me to fly. My kids were gone and I had the freedom to do so. And I really wanted to impact the world through therapy. And then, the talk show piece just that was on Facebook, literally. We built up to almost 10,000 followers on Facebook. And I said,
Amazing.
this is therapy. The world is my therapy space. So, there are things that you do and it just shifts. And it's unfortunate that I know sometimes we're like, I'm really trying to find my purpose. I get that. And I like brainstorming with people about that. But it was about me stepping back and doing a wellness check for myself first. Yeah, that part.
I love
Don't we
that.
need to do that on a break
We
every day?
do. We do. And I think it's really being still, like you said, and when you, and often we don't realize our cup is empty until it's completely depleted. And like there might be a trauma or a situation that forces us to do that. What I love about what I hear you saying is you practice and do the work every day. So you're not waiting for that trauma or that awful situation to unfold.
And I realized that I know this is called the Sun Project, and I know why. But I think that we deal from we don't give we give out of our cups before we fill it up, but it really should be the overflow. We all know this, right? And I realized that when I dealt with trauma, there are times when my son would call me, and I go right to, "Hey, Nate." Like I'm just immediately like, what's wrong? Like your tone and how you answer. And he's like, how about, hey son? And
Hey,
I
it's good to
realized,
hear from you.
yeah, cause you almost answer with the anticipation of what's wrong
That's right.
versus what's right. And I had to practice it, my friends, everybody. Cause when your friends call you, be like, hey girl, how you doing? What's going on? But when you're used to something happening, you're always on the edge. I don't want to be on the edge. I y'all
No.
covered, and I gotta cover myself so I could be prepared. So yeah,
I
I
love
am
it.
the
Can you talk
difference.
about, I love that. It happened to me last night with Kyle. He called around 11:30 and I got a little tense and worried and stressed and answered like with a deep breath. But I did say, "Hey, Kyle," but it was not, there was definitely an undercurrent, like, what you want now?
I
You
feel
know,
it.
what's what you need, you know. So you're right. It's like opening up that space for goodness and expecting the good. Someone said here, expect the joy. You know, look for the joy instead of looking for what's wrong.
That's
And
right.
that part is such a mind shift.
It
I
is.
want to ask a question about the overflow because there's some people here that might be new today that don't, that you've shared that concept with me. Dr. Vicky has shared it in times here as well. Can you talk about making sure you're pouring from the overflow and not the cup itself? What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think that as women, we hold our cups for everybody. We're always taking everything in. I mean, even in our bios, you say, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a friend, I'm a sister, I'm a lover, I'm a this, I'm a that. Some of us have multiple businesses. We're taking care of our parents or our children. We're lifetime nurturers. And so as a result of that, we're used to the superwoman syndrome of, I got this. Don't worry about it. I got this. When we don't all the time have this. And so we're working from a deficit, and I don't want to do that. I choose not to do that. And so as a result of that, you got to constantly fill up your cup. You know, even if you want a seat at somebody's table, you don't need to be at everybody's table.
That's
You
right.
know, I don't need to be at everybody's table, okay? But I have to be conscious of what I'm putting in my cup. Am I putting positivity into my cup? And am I surrounding myself with positivity? And is it okay when somebody's calls me and they say, do you have a minute? If I don't have a minute, I'm not answering the phone.
That's
And there
right.
are times when people are like, I text you last week, girl, you didn't get back to me. My capacity, my cup was empty. So I gotta consciously make a decision or be very intentional about my overflow. And it is for me. It is. It's not a selfish thing to do. It really is not. But when you have the overflow, the event that we were at a couple of, it feels like weeks, a month ago, me and my sister Stacy kept talking about everybody was emotionally full. We all came. It happened at the end of the year where you're kind of like downloading, but I feel like we all came and we were all full. So we had so much to give each other. We could, ooh, we was giving gifts and we was giving, oh, it was nuggets. We were like, oh, you know, I'll take this, I'll take this. But we had so much to give because we were giving from the overflow.
That's so good. And that's exactly what it was and what it needs to be every day. And it's hard to get there, though, when we're so, you know, focused on work and focused on the kids and focused on the, you know, the spouse or the partner or just ourselves trying to get to the workout class or go to the gym or whatever. It's so many things pulling at us. So I love the comment about choosing not to sit at everyone's table and not picking up the phone sometimes.
My co-host Yolanda Langford is in the chat. I can see her.
Hey,
And
Yolanda.
one of the things that we say on the show all the time is we call the overflow sipping off the saucer.
I
And
love
so
it.
Shabeen Clark, she told us when she used to say that when she would go to church, you know how some people say, how you doing? And you like, if you're, everything's going great, you like, I'm sipping off the saucer. So, you know, you have your cup and that saucer right there, and the cup is overflowing. Like when you drink your tea, that's your overflow. I got enough to give to someone else because my cup is
When you don't
full.
have any overflow, that's when you say, I need to focus on me right
This
now.
cup
And when
right
you say
here is
no,
for me.
or I
It's
don't have
for
a
me.
saucer, how about you just have the mug? There's
What?
no saucer. We focus in on this.
Or the fact that you always, your cup is bigger than everybody else's. You got an extra large cup.
Huge mug.
Okay. So it take a lot to fill up my cup. People are like, well, you're not available. I know I'm not. And I'm
Yes,
okay
and
with
saying
that.
no. You said this on the Sisters Unfiltered. You said we need to get in the habit and be okay with saying no. I think that was you. It was deep because we don't do that enough.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes wrote the book about the year of the yes. And I'm like, for me, everything, if it's women and girls, it's a yes. Yes. It has to be a leap. You know, there's some things that are like, I don't know if I want to go. I pretty much don't want to go. But if it's a yes, then that's a yes. And then I also feel like, and I love Whitney Houston. But when she said hell to the no, she was at a point of, I have said no way too many times. And now I got to yell it at you. I'm not. No. No is a complete sentence.
I love that. Absolutely. No is a complete sentence. And it can feel good, actually. That's hard, though, if you're used to pleasing people and you're used to saying yes and you're used to doing it all and you're used to beating yourself down to, the bone. It's hard to really
Hurts.
do that. And you want to help everybody, because as in your line of work, what you're trying to do is help women and girls. And so it's hard if a woman calls you in crisis, I imagine. It's hard not to talk to her, right?
It is, but I think that I go from help mode to empower.
Oh, that's good. Say more.
Yeah. Because so M, the EM empower is we. So I'm
Yes.
empowering you to do what you need to do next. I'm not a social worker, and I love social workers because social workers are good with the grief stage. What do we got to do next? You need the refrigerator? Let me help you to get a refrigerator. I want to empower you that you don't need to that how to empower you how to get the refrigerator. I
Yes.
want to empower you how to get out of this toxic relationship. I want to be able to make sure that you have the resources not to get there again. I'm not the fixer. I don't want to fi fix your life. I want to empower you. And
Yes.
but also it's okay to say, let me refer you to someone else. I took that leap of
Oh, that's
faith
so good.
that I couldn't practice every day. I can do the wellness check-ins once a month. I have several clients that I do that. A once a month wellness check-in. But the wellness check-ins, because you've been doing the work. It's not a crisis if you've been doing the work. Not
That's
the
right.
crisis do come up. Trust me, we all deal with them. But the empower is we. So we cannot continue to suffer alone. Who is your we tribe? Who are you gonna call?
I love that.
Who do you call when, everybody should have maybe somebody that you can
Right.
say, first off, Kelly, is your cup full? Do you got some overflow for me?
I
Because
have a huge
you
mug and it's
don't.
full, and I have no saucer right now.
All
It's okay.
right.
I got the mug
But how
and
long
have the
did,
saucer right at the
but what
moment.
did it take to get there so that we all know and we don't have to be gatekeepers like, well, I don't know what you did, or we ain't seen you for a minute, girl, I was going through. Well, why didn't you call me? Because we're
No.
not used to it. And you don't need all of my ish,
When you have your own, so you don't want to just dump on people. I think that's the other reason for it. And or you may be wanting to hide behind that mask of everything is good. My kids are
Ooh.
good, I'm good. That's it. And put on the
We're
big
good.
smile.
And we're so comfortable with the mask. We look good,
Take the
girl.
mask off. Yeah, someone said last week, you need to take off, it was Alicia, take off the cape and look for the blanket. Or maybe it was Candace. Instead of the cape, get a blanket and a pillow, which I thought was so powerful.
Every time, we dropped so many nuggets when we were all together. And I went to visit my son's apartment yesterday, and he's like on the 18th floor, and you can overlook the arch, y'all. I'm in St. Louis, all of that. And all I kept thinking about was D. And I was like, man, I would love to sit out there, but do y'all got an electric blanket that I could take with me?
Exactly.
Is
Mine
there
is right here next to me.
a wireless electric blanket that you could take to just sit on the ocean when it's cold to sit out? Because sometimes we need that shock of like just going out and sitting and wrapping ourselves. But how often are we giving ourselves our
Exactly.
own hug,
Exactly. That's a wonderful thing I was telling. Our own hug. That's how I go to sleep at night. I hug myself. It's also a nice, easy way to sleep. When you're on your side, hug yourself and say, I love you, Kelly. And it's a wonderful way to close the night. That simple way of a self-hug. It's really easy. And I love that you just said that. That makes me
With
smile.
our girls in Identify Me, and we have chapters all over. We do a meditation formation, and when we do it, the last thing that we do is like we open up to all the girls and then we tell the dad, bring it in and give yourself a hug and hug yourself
Yeah,
tight and then
it
shake it
feels
off.
good.
And when you go into schools, I promise y'all, I go into elementary, middle, high schools, I do girl assembly stuff all over. All the girls is hugging each other and the guys and everybody's touchy feely and
Beautiful.
everybody's touching each other's hair and everybody's all over each other because touch is everything, you know?
It's foreign to many people.
It
It's
is. You know,
foreign to many of
if I
us.
put my feet up under you, boy, woo. But if you like get your feet off of me, I'm like, well, what's wrong with you? So I have to know that I can hug myself. I can touch my,
Yes.
I love
And
my.
you have to work with people who may not be in that same space. You know, I'm one of those people. So up
Right.
until now, it's like, wait, you're in my space. I need you to go over there.
And my daughters told me, Mom, you weren't a big hugger growing up. And let me tell you, I know why. The trauma that I experienced is I need to give you permission to hug me.
Yes.
And
Yes.
therefore, I didn't do a lot of that with my kids because I needed to know you wanted it in a safe way. I didn't want to
Yeah.
overpower you, like, give me a hug.
Right.
They don't want to do it. My granddaughter will look the other way in your face.
Yes.
But we, that's why I like the pandemic. It's like, would you step back, sir? I know you're too close to me.
Right.
And because I'm used to speaking to large groups, I love this one-on-one setting. Me and Yolanda talk about this all the time because it's so intimate. But when it's a lot of people, I'm apt to say I'm not coming to the party. And everybody's like, you don't want to come to the party.
No,
I don't
good
want
at
to
home
come to
or with small groups, like you just said, small groups. That's part of, you know, everybody's different. So it's wonderful. I love that. I love everything you've said this morning. So incredible. So you do a ton of different things. You do a lot of different things. You do them all beautifully, brilliantly. You just mentioned going to elementary school, speaking to big groups. You know, how have you learned, and your mom? And you are a sister and a, you know, friend to many and a host of a show, like all these things. How have you learned to integrate all of it so well and to still be able to pour from your saucer? How do you do that?
Well, number one, I don't do any of this by myself. And it all is in alignment with number one, with my purpose. And it all is centered around ADHD is real. So I'm like women and girls, that's my thing. It's always been my thing. And it's progressed over time. But also I have a huge support system. I'm in my office alone a lot. But like Imani's on the call and she's a virtual assistant and she can do any and everything, and you can give her something tomorrow. It may cost you a little bit or more, but you got to value everybody's time. It's
Yes.
like, I got you. Let me put this together. Let me help you with this. But I have been able
But
to
even
trust
right, that being
women.
open to help is
Yes.
a huge challenge for Black women, being open to help and then being able to ask for help.
Yes. And to have people on speed dial, I don't answer my phone, not physically, all the time. But to
Right.
know that you can delegate, and when you
That
delegate,
part.
give it to them. I was used to, Kelly, I was used to giving it to them and taking it back. I still struggle with
That's my problem.
them. This is what I need you to do. And by the time I tell you what I need you to do, I've done it. But I need to know that God has to use me in other places. And
That's
I
right.
asked for this. I asked for all these different brands, but I have to be authentically me. I gotta
Yeah.
walk in this so that if somebody sees this, they know that's me. And I used to be uncomfortable with that. I mean, I'm the little girl with the big lips and the nappy hair that soup coolers was for lips. Everybody said, Tracy, you bald head. You know, mama couldn't, I had the Stevie Wonder beads and all that craziness. But I have to be comfortable with myself. Even
Yes.
with the talk show, me and Yolanda are very different.
Yes.
Anytime you all watch it, but guess what? We have more in common than we do different. But we are
Yes.
different people, and we all are. So if you're gonna
Yes.
own your now, you better find your joy and just be an original you and know that I define me, but also know
Yes.
who
Yes.
defines you. God
Yes.
defines me, and all of that is that's my mission statement. What's yours? You
Yes.
know, who are you, Coca-Cola or what? Because we love to copy each other,
I love
but
it.
my definition of joy. Your definition of joy, It's different, but we don't
Different.
find the joy because we have more in common than we do
That's
different.
right.
And if you don't, that's right too. That, and that's fine.
That's right. It's all, and there's no competition. It's like there's space for everybody. It's like there is space for everybody. And I love what you just said about joy. There's a definition of joy for everyone. That's different. I'm smiling thinking about that because I remember talking to you at the
We
retreat.
all say, we say, we don't compete, we are complete.
Oh, that's good.
But you have to be complete to really say that, because
Yeah.
there are people that will smile on your face and they're just, I'm so jealous of you, or how you doing? All why I see you with your little show. I see it, that little thing on Facebook. I see that little thing up, that little, what's
And that
little?
word, which is
Oh
automatically
my Lord. I see
condescending.
you with your little nonprofit or your little website. I'm trying to do my the work. I don't know how long I'm here. I really don't.
We don't.
We don't.
But while we're here, we can impact people one person at a time and do that. And the one person is ourselves. And while we're helping ourselves, we can help others at the same time. That's what's so beautiful, because that's what I hear you saying. You had this grief, you had this trauma, losing your parents, and but you worked through that and you created this incredible movement to help other people while you're helping yourself. So I'd love for you to talk about
And we
that.
got girls. We got girls watching us. Little girls watching us.
Yes. And little boys.
And little boys who grow up to be men who should nurture our girls
That's right.
that
That's
don't
right.
always do that.
Someone says the impact is what is beautiful about it. And I love everything. And so many people are commenting. I want to make sure, because we do this every week, we run out of time. I want to make sure I ask that if anyone has a question or a comment, feel free. You can come off of mute and you can hit star six on your phone, or you can, if you're more comfortable putting a question in the chat, feel free. This is a safe space. So there's people that, prefer to talk quietly or confidentially, and that's fine. And or come off of mute and say hello to Tracy if you'd like, or if you have a question.
Good morning, ladies. This is
Good morning.
Tosh.
Hey, Tosh.
Hi, Trace. I
Good
love you so
morning.
much.
Me too.
I just wanted to say, ever since I met you and I've been following you, you are such a reflection of who I am and who I've been. But I put in the comments, I shifted a my life and put everything, all those things that you are, that I was, I put those on pause. And today I just had an aha. And the reason why I put those on pause is because my cup was not the right size for me in order for me to do the things that we do. So I had to put pause to make sure I had the right size cup. So when my overflow starts flowing, it's doing it in a healthy way and not an unhealthy way. So thank you for allowing me to have this moment, this, because I'm getting so emotional because, wow, I've been trying to put it into words for so long and you just gave it to me. Thank you, sis.
You're
Good morning.
welcome. Love you too.
That's
That's it.
beautiful.
That's it. That's
Oh, beautiful. Any
yeah.
other comments or thoughts? Thank you for sharing, Taj. And I love that someone said, Yolanda says, that's good. Select your cup size accordingly.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
D, are you trying to come off of mute? Let's see you. I'm not sure. I saw you pop on, pop off.
Sorry, no.
Okay, no problem. Any other comments or thoughts for Tracy? Well, I have a question about the state of the world we're in and where we are, and so many Black women. We're in the space of saying, I'm just going to, get under the covers and not watch TV or do anything. And I've been learning, and realizing the importance of not doing that, like not putting my head under the covers, but really working to make change, much like you're doing with girls, much like we do here at Sunrise to try to help parents. What are you doing for yourself, your own self-care, as you see so many things changing every day, and so many things that are affecting us as a people every day.
Well, I think it is affecting us as a people, but more than anything, it affects us as women because we're consumers. We're out here And we're taking care of, we're like we say, we wear so many hats and wraps and different
Yeah.
things. And I think that it goes back to owning your now. And we got to grieve. We're grieving the past. Wow, man, I can't believe yesterday we had this in place and we had that in place. And we've always had to work harder than everyone else.
Yes.
We've always had to prove ourselves more than anyone else. Fortunately, I work in a field where I do work specifically with girls, and in a culture where I'm able to talk. I have a nonprofit, I have a private practice, I have a space that I speak on equity. And even that language alone, I'm like, so you're saying that we can't talk about equity, but you can't tell me what I can't talk about. And
Right.
you can't tell me who I should talk to. And so, as a result of this, you can't define me. Society does not define us. This 4 years, this project knew, we knew what this was about. So we have to prepare ourselves by being more intentional about how we serve each other. When you
Yeah.
think of all communities and all demographics of people, we have all these different restaurants that serve everybody. But are we intentionally buying from each other? Are we intentionally checking in on each other? And when you deal with the grief of, oh my God, this is overwhelming, I can't believe this, that's denial. That's one of the
Right.
5 stages of grief. You know, when we get mad and we like, I want to fight, I'm gonna go on social media and blast everybody. Take a step back. Everybody don't
Right.
have to know, you know, how you're gonna grow
Right.
and how you're gonna be silent about this, because we do need our own Project 25, I might say.
We
But
do.
also, you know, we're bargaining with, well, maybe I should do this. Do I want to shop here? I don't know. Look outside the box. Does someone have their own? This is your intellectual property. Any of us that are entrepreneurs, how can we serve and support each other? Even if it's free by just sharing, you know, even if you subscribe into, you know, this, even if you go in and say, you know what, every Sunday, or I know where I'm going to be on this Sunday, every Wednesday, I'm checking in with Vicky, I'm going to fill up my cup.
Yes.
How are we doing this? You know, because if not, depression is right around the corner. It's
Yes.
right under your bed. It's right in your bathroom. It could be in the next room. You could be existing. It ain't even got to be on the news. It could be the man or the woman or
Yeah.
whoever right in the same space as you. And you got to live with that or not. But you got to choose what to, you got to choose. And so that's how we get to acceptance. I call that the love principle. I offer that in my book. I talk to people about it all the time. I love acronyms. You all know I love words. I love words, but words lead to actions. So with the love principle, it's the L, love is one of my co-host's favorite words. Everybody got a favorite word. We have to do that at the end, Kelly. But L is listen.
Yes,
Are you
absolutely.
really listening to yourself? If yourself walk in the house and you got to cut everything off and tell Alexa to play India or Ree or Sade or Erykah Badu or whatever stage, whoever you need to listen to, do that thing. Listen though to
Absolutely.
yourself before you shut out all this external everything. Shut it
Yes.
down. Take some
Yes.
time to just listen to yourself. The
Yes.
O is
Before
observe.
we jump to the O, I would say also one of the things we've learned here over the past 5 years is the importance of listening to our kids, because most of the people on this call are parents, and most of
Yes.
us don't listen to our children. And when they're telling
Yes.
us they don't want to do this, we're pushing them, or they're telling us they don't want to go to college, we're pushing them. You know, it's we're pushing them on our own path instead of really listening to their journey
Yeah.
and really listening for understanding. So I just wanted to double click on that because that's critical.
And also realizing that the kids, they're not where we are right now.
That's
The
right.
things that they're experiencing, we've never experienced, and the things that we experienced, they never experienced.
That's right.
You know, I remember when my daughter was in high school and she failed a psychology test, and the teacher said, "I can't believe you failed this. Your mother's a therapist." She said, "But I'm not. Like, I'm a 14-year-old girl in high
Exactly.
school. I don't know anything about this. You need to teach me."
Exactly.
And so we got to remember that we got to model it, but they still might go a different way. And that's fine, because
That's
that's how
fine.
we all learn. And we experience in life for the first time. So we life be lifing, and
Exactly.
we're gonna make mistakes. So
Exactly. So I wanted to just double click on that while you were talking about the L being listening, and now you were going to go to the O.
The O is observe. Observe the company that we keep, observe the people that we're around, observe nonverbals, observe those people who look at you differently, and the people who invite you in, and observe it all and believe it. Don't give people three or four or five chances because somebody said, I'm gonna give you three chances. No, observe if they hurt you one time that you're gonna show them that this piece here, I'm not gonna continue to allow me. You know what it feels like. You know, and we're old enough now. Now we're all in different stages of our life. And so we give each other grace. I do get that, as we should. But if a person genuinely apologizes, how many times you gonna hurt me? So observe how you feel here. Know what that is. Know it and take it in and do something about it, you know, which leads to the V, which is validation. We gotta validate it. We gotta validate our feelings. Validate each other. When you say something, yes, girl, I hear you, I feel you, I see you. And then the E is the empower. We talked about that. That's the EM, the we. We got to empower each other. And I do that, you know, that's me. I do that through the words. But I want to follow up with action. So now what are we going to do?
Exactly. What
That
is
part.
action? I love that. I have so many things I want to say, but I see a hand up and I want to make sure I acknowledge the person that has their hand up. So, did you have a question or a comment? Feel free.
I always like to say, you want a ride? Tracy came a part of my life at a time where I needed a big sister. So for me, the desperation for a big sister came into my life, and I was able to heal in places that I felt voids. But one thing she taught me is that no matter what, you always have to take the ride. And so that's our saying, do you want to ride? And I took faith and I left St. Louis, which was my safe place, but it also hurt me. And I had to go heal. And now I have risen to so many levels, far beyond what I imagined, but it was always because I remember go for the ride. And even when I need that moment to hear God, I ride. I literally get in my car and ride. And that's been our saying for years now. So I'm happy to see you here, Tracy. Thank you for the healing path. I love you, and you are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's in Texas now, and when I met her many, 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 many years ago, she was that. She's a ride or die chick. But she lost her mother and her grandmother the same day, within hours of each other. And those are the experiences. And it's not just grief with losing someone. It could be losing a relationship. And I can't even see it now as loss, you know, because these were the things that allow us to move forward. And I feel my mother and my dad more now than ever. So I embrace the spiritual piece, but that's how I cope. I feel them more now than I ever felt them alive. And I'm not saying that to say, so let's just all, you know, go to the spiritual realm, but you better be connected to the spiritual realm and understand the value of your ancestors. And that's how we're able to get in the car, drive, ride, walk, whatever feels right for you.
Yes, I do think that's important, the spiritual piece. And Alicia, who was here last week, talked about spirit, then mind, then body, and how most people talk about mind, body, and spirit in that different order. But being connected to spirit first is what is so important. And I believe that also. And the divine power of really surrendering and allowing your life to unfold the way he has planned it, not us. I love that. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Order matters. I say that all the time. I'm looking at all these wonderful notes. Go for the ride, Vicky says. We are going to be wrapping in just a few minutes, so I want to make sure if there's any other comments or questions, we have time to get to those before we close out. Or if you want to, Tracy, share a few last words as we get ready to close the Sunday morning.
Well, you know how I feel about this space. It literally does bring me joy. I always ask everybody to like drop a word, drop your Philip. Let's go back. We do it to let it go, where we let go of all the stuff. We've done that. So now let's let it flow. Let's fill up our cups. Everybody drop one word. I ask one word, please. One word in the chat. One word that fills you up today. And oftentimes, you know, Kelly, when we in relationship, we ask people why everybody's dropping that one word. We ask people like to give us feedback. That's why we have surveys and everything, because we want to know that we're on the right track, that we're doing what we're supposed to do. And I like constructive feedback. I want to get better. And
Me
so,
too.
if there's anything that we could say from this, is like find your coach or find your therapist, or if you need a wellness check-in, you can go to my site. I know people call me the Empowernista or Divine T, Tracy Berry McGee. I got so many names, but
I
at the
love
end of the
that.
day, I'm your sister, and I really want, you know, I say I love coffee, right? So if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I would probably be a barista, but I'm
Oh,
an
I love that.
Empowernista. And that's why I call myself an Empowernista, because this is my path, and I'm
I did
not,
not know that it's connected to being a barista. I had
because
no idea.
I'm a sister and I empower. So I'm an Empowernista.
I love that. I love that. The words that are coming in are incredible. Love, overflow, gratitude, empowering, peace, desperate. Desperate, okay. The overflow, progression, peace, sisterhood, sufficient, more love, intentional, grateful, hope, joy. Know the size of your cup, discipline. They're incredible.
All right. So you want me to take those words like you did?
Yes. This experience
Okay.
y'all are about to have, if you have not seen her do this, is so incredible. It is, so incredible. I don't know how you do it, but yes, please.
Okay. Let me see. Are we all in?
So
Look, are
she
we locked
said,
in?
if you came late, Tracy shared earlier that she is on top of being a therapist and a coach and a speaker, international speaker, and started a nonprofit and all kinds of things. She's also a poet and has this amazing ability to hear words one or two times and put something beautiful together. So, yes, please share.
Okay. Please, y'all, let's all stay connected. That's so important. We got to stay
Yes. And
connected.
also, before you do that, where can people, how do people reach you?
I'm Tracy Berry McGee, Berrymcghee. You can see my name on Facebook, Instagram. I'm the Empowernista. And then we have the I Defy Me movement and the Own Your Now show. Follow us. We need subscribers on YouTube. We are right at, I think, 500 on YouTube. We're like at 8,000 on Facebook. So we got
Own your
to
now.
own the Own Your Now show. Own Your
Okay.
Now show. Yes. All right.
Got it. On YouTube and Facebook.
Yes. We need
Okay.
the YouTube subscribers, because you know how algorithms and stuff work. That way you
Yeah.
get those alerts. All
Okay.
right. We're starting with love. Ah, I love
All
it.
right.
Okay, so the first word I see is love, and the last word is happiness. So, all right. So, as you continue to walk into this moment to own your now, understand that you have to love yourself first. That is the only way that you can get to the overflow. But you have to understand that you need to have gratitude about all the things that life has to offer. Be empowering to not just others, but to yourself. Yes, that means loving yourself first, filling up your cup. No matter how desperate you get, you got to get the overflow and understand when progression is there, you will feel it, because you will move forward in peace. But you need a sisterhood to do it, because being sufficient for yourself just isn't enough. We have to wrap ourselves with love from the inside out. Be intentional about that thing and be grateful and thank God, knowing that hope is on the other side and joy is on the inside. And when you're intentional about that, and you know the size of your cup, and you have the discipline that you need, be steadfast and understand that God will open up those doors, and you will be able to say, yes, God, yes, to all the happiness. Thank you.
Yes, Tracy, yes. That's
Wow, that was amazing.
amazing. It is amazing, Vicky. Amazing. So good. You are such a joy, such a
you.
blessing, such a
Thank
gift,
you.
and I'm so grateful to have met you. For Dr. Vicky to have introduced us, for you to show up at our sunrise retreat on in such a beautiful and magical way.
I'm
Thank you.
thankful for my sister Stacy saying, yes, sis, jump on this call. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. Things happen. Like Yolanda and I normally do our talk show on Wednesday nights. We had to, I don't know what happened. We had to cancel or something. I would never have been able to get on. But baby, y'all need to follow these sisters because Dee and Vicky and everybody. Joy, everybody, all of the faces are here. We got what we need, y'all. I just we have
We have what we need
we
inside and with each
have what we
other.
need.
And I'm grateful for you. Thank you for being here today. So appreciate you. So love you. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Vicky to close us out. We are right at 10:01. Thank you.
Thank you. Fill up our
Listen, the joy cipher was the prayer. That was the prayer. It was so powerful. Tracy, you're an amazing wordsmith. Thank you for that. You are such a gift. I almost typed in the chat like five times and then I erased it because I wasn't sure your cup was full today. I was like, I don't want to put her on the spot, but then it happened anyway. So that joy cipher, that's what I'm calling
I love it. You got it.
Joy Cipher, that was the prayer, everyone. Share this moment, this experience. Share the replay. We have a YouTube channel. We have a podcast here at the Sunrise Project. So I invite you as we close today, invite somebody back to this call next Sunday and the following Sundays at 9 a.m. That's the prayer request that you do that. But that joy cipher, I'm gonna take that into the rest of the day because that was so powerful. Thank you for sharing your overflow with us today, Tracy. God bless everyone and have a powerful day.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all for being here. So grateful. Have a wonderful, beautiful, powerful, peaceful day. And we'll be back next Sunday at 9 a.m. Tracy, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, ladies.